Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Gimel Omid Beis. We're in the sixth volume of Mishnah Berurah, and we began yesterday Siman Tov Reish Lamed Tes. And we begin on the very top line of Kuf Gimel Omid Beis with the Mechaber Sif Beis. Ochlim Vishosim Vishenim Besukkah Kol Shiva. A person has an obligation to go and eat and drink and sleep in the Sukkah all 7 days. Kol Shiva. All 7 days of Sukkot, Bein Bayom, Bein Malayla, during the daytime as well as the nighttime. Mishnah Berurah adds in Sivkot and Yod that you should look, Ayin Lekamen in Siman Tof Reish Samud Ches, where he talks about in Chutz La'aretz, Yontif Sheni Shogolios, so this would apply on what we call in Chutz La'aretz, Shmini Atzeretz, so this applies because it's a Sveik of the Yoma, maybe it's really Hoshana Rabbah. We'll learn all of those dinim when we get to Siman Tof Reish Samud Ches, which is towards the very ends of Hilchos Sukkah. Now, the Mechaber continues and he says, there is a difference, however, between eating and drinking and sleeping. As already mentioned many times, sleeping is the paradigm of Sukkah, and we often find in the Gemara, it talks about Yishenim, sleeping, where it doesn't talk about specifically eating and drinking, and Teferis Yisrael brings down that it also means eating and drinking, the same parameters apply, but we use as the paradigm sleeping. The reason is, and here's where the Mechaber tells us, "Ve'ein yishenu chutz l'sukkah afilu shinas aroy," because one is not permitted to sleep even a little bit outside of the sukkah. Person has to sleep in the sukkah every single little nap that he takes, as opposed to avomoto lechol achilas aroy chutz l'sukkah. But a snack, a temporary type of an eating or drinking, is allowed to be done outside of the sukkah. Why is this? So in the Bir Halacha, Dibra Maskul, Afinu Shina Sarai, he writes, Afilu Miniach Rosho Bein Birkav, even a person puts his head down between his legs, Tevade Lo Osi Lishtakea B'Shena, he's certainly not intending that to be a permanent sleep, that's just, just taking a quick dremel, a quick little nap, Gamkin Osir, he wouldn't even be allowed to do this as well, according to L'Terutz of the Rava, Du Basra. And this is based upon, in the Gemara, the Sheet of Rava, who was the later authority than some of the earlier authorities that did permit this, and therefore we pass like this, and he brings down the name of the Prima Gadim, and he says, the Chovetz Chaim, that this is Pashut, that this is the Halacha. The next Bir Halacha, Avamut Lecha L'Chila Sarai, this is even for Afilu Talmud Chacham. In Rotsu Shalola Hachmer L'Atzmo, Bekach Rashoy. Even a Talmud Chacham, who should try, we'll see later on, it says that if a person eats all of his eatings and drinkings in the sukkah, it's meshubach, it's praiseworthy, but let's say a person doesn't want to do that. He's a Talmud Chacham, so normally we'd say he should do something like that, it's praiseworthy, but here it says even a Talmud Chacham, who doesn't want to eat and drink his achilas or shasiyas aroy outside of the sukkah, doesn't have to be machmir on himself, and he wouldn't be considered k'mishenu midakdek b'mitzvos. He wouldn't be like a person who is not careful about this performance or zealous about his performance of the mitzvos, and is brought down by the Ran, and is brought down as well by many other achronim. Now, we go to the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Yud Aleph, and he tells us that for Amim, sometimes the Sagil El Inish B'Hochi, sometimes it's adequate for a person, he's very tired, takes a power nap, so he just goes to bed for an hour. So even that type of a sleep is considered heavy lay keva, is considered a significant permanent type of a sleep, and therefore a set type of a sleep, and therefore one isn't allowed to do this outside of the sukkah. He then tells us, Ayin and Sibim Mem Dalit, where we discuss the halachos of sleeping, Shushir Hiluch Meya Amma, where it says that there are a number of different opinions that are brought down over there, but he brings down one opinion that says this considered what is the difference between a Shina Sarai, and if a person is not even considered taking a Shina Sarai, that's a sleep that would take the amount of time that it takes a person to walk 100 Amma. In addition, foot number 12, he says that this is about 54 seconds. Shnios. 54 Shnios. So that's about how long it takes for a person to walk 100 Amma. If you're taking a nap for a minute, so then that's already considered a Shinas Aroy of significance. However, if it's less than that, af aroy lohavi, then it's not even called a shinas aroy. So, for argument's sake, a little bit of a lighthearted comment. If a person falls asleep during my drasha, so if he didn't really sleep for a minute, he just nodded off for a minute, so then, in that situation, it wouldn't be considered a shinas aroy. The efshar, duha din linyan sukkah. And just like the din over there was what's considered a shinas aroy, the din would apply over here in regards to sukkah as well, ki hai gavde, in the same way, and this brought down the name of the prima gadim. If somebody wasn't planning on falling asleep, he was sitting and learning outside the sukkah. You are allowed to learn outside the sukkah. It's more comfortable to learn in a base medrash. It's more comfortable to learn in the house with all the svarim, as opposed to if you go in and out of the sukkah, it's going to be a bit little Torah. So you'd be allowed to learn, let's say, outside of the sukkah. a person goes to the Beis Medrash to learn. He doesn't necessarily only learn in his house, so it's not a problem of Teishu came to Duru, who learned these halachos from Yitzhak Hashem. In any event, he says, Mishinanas, if somebody was, let's say, sitting in his house and learning, and then he falls asleep, so the sleep overcame him, and he's outside of the sukkah, Mishinanas Yoshin Chutzal Sukkah, Miyakisha Yokits, as soon as he wakes up, Tzorech Leil Sukkah, he should go and finish off his sleep in the sukkah. Da'afilu Biyardu Gishamim Upasku, because the halach is, if the rains come down, you don't have to sleep in the sukkah, obviously, but if you're in bed and the rains stop, Pasku Tzorech Leil the Sukkah, you have to go into the sukkah, Imadayin Lo Shachav, if you're not asleep. So there's the rain outside, so you don't sleep in the sukkah, and you go to your bedroom, and you try to fall asleep in your bedroom, and you can't get to sleep, and then you hear the pitter-patter of the rain stopping, so then you have to get up and go back into the sukkah, assuming that the sukkah is dry enough that it won't be a disturbance to you, it won't be mitzdar for you to sleep in the sukkah. And this is halachas we'll learn in Mirtz Hashem also, in a couple of days. Now we go back to the Mechaber. He says, "Avu mutu lecho lachilas aroi chutz l'sukkah." Mishnah Berurah siv kon yud beis. Dezeh lo choshev l'chayvu b'sukkah. A small eating, a snack outside of the sukkah, is not considered something significant that you have to eat in the sukkah. The av b'deiso matzu shochel aroi chutz l'beiso. Because even in your house, you'll have a snack outside of your house. You don't say, "Oh no, I must eat everything in the house." The issue footnote number 13 brings down, somebody's in his house, and his sukkah is, 20 feet away, and he's thirsty. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, near Lechora, the first blush, he should go into the sukkah to drink the water, rather than drink it in your house, even though technically you're allowed to drink it in the house, but kiven shedarkum shemayodimu, since it's normal nature of a person, if you're coming up to your house, you have a water bottle, so you don't necessarily drink before you come into your house. If you're right near your house, ain't no shows me chutz. You don't drink your water bottle right outside the house. Mistama, he says, you go in the house and drink, and this way you fulfill teishu kein taduru by drinking this water in the sukkah, just like you would have drunk it in your house. Again, the customs of people today may be different than in the times of Shlomo Zalman, in terms of everybody has a water bottle today in their hands, as opposed to the days of Shlomo Zalman. When I was growing up, people didn't carry water bottles with them. Nobody carried a water bottle with them. You went to your house and you drank there. So it's possible, maybe, that the circumstances today in terms of drinking, people do drink all the time outside the house. Certainly, the halacha allows you to drink outside. The only question would be, are you mechuyev if you're in your house? So I always say, if it's not a real teircha to somebody, so go drink in the sukkah. We have Baruch Hashem, if you have a sukkah in your backyard, a sukkah easily available to you, so then go drink in the sukkah. However, if it's not easily available, so certainly to have a glass of water outside the sukkah is heter gomer l'chatchila. Mishmur continues, as v'adin shemut l'tom es ha'tavshil kam upon him. A person will be allowed to even taste this food. He's cooking in his kitchen, and he's wanting to make sure that it's seasoned right, that it's all cooked properly. So he'll be allowed to taste the food, even a couple of times. Avilu v'loa, and even to swallow it, chutz l'sukkah, that is not considered a problem, because this is not a problem of teishu kein taduru. In your kitchen, you would normally do the same thing. You wouldn't wait to taste it in the living room. So therefore, you'd be allowed to do this as well. In the Shaar HaTzion, Otz Chozayin, the Chofetz Chaim says, what I just told you, that's not considered a achilas keva. And we'll see more of this later in the Shaar today. Now we continue. What is the definition of achilas haroi? The kamo achilas haroi, what is considered a snack, a temporary type of an eating? So he says, the amount is kebetza mipas. If you'd have a betza's worth of pas. Again, we have many times, a kebetza is either 2 kizesim or 3 kizesim. So that amount of pas to eat outside the sukkah. If you're not eating a kibbutz's worth, you're allowed to, min hadin, allowed to eat outside the sukkah. That's not a problem. The Chofetz Chaim in Dibur HaMaschil, kibbutz mipas, in the Bir HaLacha says, avo yoser miat choshev keva. But even a little bit more than that is considered already something keva. And this is true, even if you're eating it in a snack type of a way. Afilu acholon derech hayroi. The issue footnote number 16, he brings down what would be the amount in our weights in terms of what is considered a kibbutz. So he brings down all different shurim. Some say it's about 45 to 50 grams. Others bring down 90 to 100 grams. I end in this dish footnote. Dish footnote number 17 discusses if you eat this amount, but you eat it in a period of time that's more than kedei l'chilas pras, is that allowed? So he brings down from the Bikur Yaakov, yes, that would be permissible because that's not considered a achilas keva if you eat it over a longer period of time. However, the Chochma Shlomo disagrees, and he writes, Lo nemar klal shir kedei achilas pras le'inyan achilas besukkah. This din of eating it within a certain period of time doesn't apply to sukkah. I end in this dish footnote for all of the details. The Mechaber continues and writes, "Umutu lishdos mayim v'yayin." A person is allowed to drink water or wine, or v'lechol peros, or to eat fruits. But the Shtramor says, "Va'afilu kov alayu." Even if you made a kvietz on any of these things, he brings it down in his own opinion, das atzmo, chutzu sukkah. You're allowed to eat all of these things outside of sukkah. Again, this is the etzem din. It doesn't mean that you should. It means that this is the etzem din. You wouldn't be over the mitzvah of eating in the sukkah. However, and we turn to Kavdalav and Ralav, the Mechaber continues and he says, brings us down for the mission in sukkah, o mi sheyachmir al atzmo, v'lo yishte chutzu sukkah, afilu mayim, harei ze meshubach. As we pointed out earlier in the shir, if somebody were to go and eat in the sukkah, everything, and not even drink a little bit, even water outside the sukkah, this is certainly praiseworthy. Mishnah Berurah Sivkot Yud Gimel explains, the reasoning is, hatam dachilas peros, even if you were to make a kviyas on peros, afilu habi kviyas, even I'm going to sit down and have five apples for lunch, choshev rach ki achilas aroi de pas, that's still considered compared to bread as an achilas aroi. V'u hadin achilas bosor, v'dogim, ukvina, and likewise, even eating meat or fish or cheese, or even other foods, usharmini maichol, other foods like this, chashuvim kiperil, adas ha-Shulchan Aruch, in the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch, are considered like fruits, which don't have a kviyas to them in halacha. Lo hechmir besof, and he only adds at the end, rak betav shel osim chamesh aminim. He says the only thing that you make a kviyas on is something that is from grain products, a dish, a cooked dish from grain products. Why did the Ramah add over here, even if you made a kviyas on it, it wasn't only on the fruits, but it was even on the yayin itself. Mayim, you never make a kviyas on, so it didn't go on the mayim, but it even goes on the yayin itself. Like it's in the Ramah's Darki Moshe, where he says this clearly. Now, if you look in Shtarat Zion, Otskov Tes, he explains that over there, it's mashma from the Bir Hagra as well. And it says in the Gemara, Ochlim Vishosim Basukah, Vetik Loshon Zebereisha Siv, Hainuli Achar Achiloso Basuda Shederech Lishtos Oz, that this eating and drinking, the drinking only goes on as part of a regular meal. Avo Shesia Bali Achila Lochashiva Lachaibu Basukah. But if you're just drinking without having food with it, that's not considered something that is a kviyas. The Teshu came to Dur Ar Rahmana, the Shesia Bali Achila, without having food with it, the drinking is normally not considered something significant. So therefore, he says, the chumra of this is that if you're drinking water as part of the meal, so then it is part of the meal, so then you couldn't go in the house and have that glass of water. But he says he's not sure if this is correct, needs to be discussed further. The issue of footnote number 15 brings down, but drinking after the meal, so we'll learn in Sivkot Lamed Gimel, that could be drunk outside of the sukkah, unless it's a significant drink itself. And then, here it's talking about drinking that comes only because of the meal, and therefore it's considered part of the meal if it's drinking that is in itself considered supporting the meal as opposed to a drink that's separate, drunk after the meal. He then brings down a suffix from Rav Nissen Karlitz Asal. If you would have fruits that you'd have to make a separate bracha on them, so they're really not part of the suda, so then it's questionable if you're allowed to eat those outside the sukkah or not. Back to the Mishnah Berurah, who says the reason why the Darki Moshe said that the wine is also, if you make a kviyas on it, still doesn't require drink being drunk in the sukkah. The time of the ain. The yayin ein ech shavra kachilas peri, that the wine is no different than fruits, the chol shekein shar mashkem. If it's wine, is not even a chiv inside the sukkah, if it's just making kviyas on it, so certainly other mashkem as well. The alkein lo choshev kviyas ditho, and therefore their kviyas is not normally considered something that would require you to drink in the sukkah. However, he says, many disagree with this. V'dad dekama achronim, and you can see this in the Sharet Zion Oslam and Aleph. This is the Bach, the Levush, the Prishah, the Al-Yarabah, and he says there's further discussion of this in the Diramasul Bir Halacha of V'yayin, which we'll see in a moment. And he brings down that all of these achronim are mefakbukim medin zeh, v'daitam, dimshose yayin bikviyos, chayev besukkah, that if a person has wine bekvias, he would be chayev in the sukkah. Ufrat b'nei chabur shekovu lishtusayin. And certainly if a group of people saying, let's have a glass of wine together, b'madei heve kavua keva gomor, that would be a real kvias. V'komokalinin bracha, in regards, however, to making a leisha basukkah, eskimu kamachronim, the achronim agree, they levarach leisha basukkah on wine, kiyim al pas, also b'chameshes min nidogim, either you only make a leisha basukkah, the minog is only when you're having bread that's made from the five grains, or tafshal also b'chameshes minim, or some sort of a cooked dish made from the five grains, im kovea suda lov, if you're making the kovea suda on the cooked dish of the five grains. As we'll see, ukele kamon b'sofa sif, as we'll see in Mitzvah Shem in tomorrow's shir. Well, the Inyan Pasa Bobakis and Yvorsham, and would likewise discuss pies or the different definitions of Pasa Bobakis, do they require an Elisha Basukkah not? Then he concludes, he says, Umiyu, Roy Vinochel Lechachilo Shalol Lishtos Bekeva Afilu Shar Mashkin. But he says, Lechachilo, a person shouldn't have any Mashkin that he's drinking Bekvias outside of the Sukkah. For example, Kamo Meid Vash Veshechor, you have mead beer or other types of grain beer, barley beer, Elatol Chasud, that they should be drunk as part of the suda, and not drunk outside. Or certainly, at least try to have a pas that's more than a kibetza. Or according to the opinion that says you can have the other cooked dishes as well, and make a leisha basukkah on them. So that's preferable to have that. And then in that situation, making leisha basukkah on the grains, and then you don't have to worry. Should you or should you not have made a leisha basukkah on the kvias of the beer or the wine? And finally, the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkat Nidal, it tells us what the Mechaber said, that you should ideally not even have water, Arezim HaShubach, not even have water outside the sukkah. He says, Okoshkin, Pas, Derech HaRoy, and certainly not bread outside the sukkah, even though technically you might not have been Mechuyev to do so. The Yishuv number 18 brings down the reasoning behind this from the Sholem Meshav. He says, if you start having a little bit of water outside the sukkah, you may come to have other things outside the sukkah. On the other hand, Rav Yitzchak Zev Brisk, Zatzal, the great Brisk Rav, the son of Rav Chaim, says, Shemakai mitzvah sheyeshiva besukkah v'shtiyah v'sukkah, that you do fulfill the mitzvah of sitting in the sukkah by drinking in the sukkah, and therefore that's why you should have this in the sukkah, not because it's a gedder that you may come to eat outside the sukkah if we allow you to drink outside the sukkah. And he brings it down as well from the Shnos Eliyo. Shekol shu mitzvah be'etzem, elo shlohu tzrichu chachom lasoso, something that technically is a mitzvah if you do it, but the rabbis didn't make you do it. For example, drinking water outside the sukkah versus inside the sukkah. So im also came, if you do drink it in the sukkah, nosen lo schar al shosu mitzvah min hamuvchor. You're doing the mitzvah min hamuvchor. That's the ideal way to do this, and you're not called a hedgeot in this situation. As opposed to somebody who can't get to a sukkah easily, and he's thirsty. So then he's actually being mitztayer on sukkahs by trying not to eat or drink anything outside the sukkah, and it's brought down that in that situation, if the person is thirsty and he refrains himself from drinking then, so he's actually being mitztayer and causing himself not to have a oneg yontif or simchas yontif. So in that situation, he would be called the hedgehog. Kivon shechoshiv l'harviach p'minuso miyashtiyah, because he's trying to gain from not having his drink outside the sukkah. He follows this opinion of the Mechaber. However, nimtzo mafsid mitzvah simchas yontif, but he's losing out on the mitzvah simchas yontif. So look again in the issue for number 18 for an arichos on this discussion. Very interesting discussion. In the Dibra Maskel V'yayin, in the Bir Halacha, the Chofetz Chaim brings down all the different opinions in regarding wine, whether you can make a kviyas on that with a brach of leisha basukkah or not. So he brings down, for example, from the Vilna Gaon, Hagra, maybe Marko, Ledasa, Shulchan Aruch, Damrina, Sham, he brings down from the Gemara in Brachos, Le'inyan, Birchas HaMazon, in regards to making benching, the low, Kovei Inshe Sudos HaLayayin, people aren't Kovei Sud on wine. Bafilu Ikova, and even if somebody did, Batal Daitu, it's a Kolodom. Since most people don't do that, the fact that you did doesn't give you the right to go and bench. And the same thing would apply to a sukkah as well. He again goes through all different opinions for and against this, and at the end of this long bir halacha, he concludes and he says, V'chein le'inyan shesiyah. Even though ba'alma lo chashiva kviyas l'chayv l'birchas hamazon, even though it won't obligate you in birchas hamazon, afilu shosu kama kabin yayin, even a person drinks a lot of wine, he doesn't bench, nevertheless, hocha deboinon kein taduru. But in regards to eating or not eating in the sukkah, it has to be like you would eat in your house. Ve'in derech lishtos yayin b'kviyas chutzu beso, and nobody at least normal people, don't drink a significant amount of wine outside of the house, and therefore the Chofetz Chaim concludes, Al kein chayav besukah. He says, if you are drinking kviyas of wine, while you may not make a leisha besukah on it, and you may not make benching on it, nevertheless, you should drink it in the sukkah. Ken irali, nochom be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach. That is the Chofetz Chaim's conclusion, halach l'maisa. With this, we conclude today's share.